All right, welcome to this week's game chat, where we are discussing Don't Nod and Square Enix's The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. Yes, that's it. Which is kind of a prequel of sorts to Life is Strange 2. And of course, takes place in the Life is Strange universe. Before we get into our discussions, I would just like to say for anyone listening, because we do offer this in podcast form, anyone listening that we do, you should know, but we do offer spoilers in this. So if you are not looking to have the game spoiled, then maybe play the game and then listen to us. And we will also go through and give quick introductions of who you're listening to, starting at the top. And so say your name and your favorite superhero. It doesn't have to be in any, it can be in any universe or any kind of medium.
All
Cheezer?
right. I am Cheezer, and my favorite superhero is Wonder Woman.
Nice.
All right. This is Franco. I'm going to have to go with Batman.
I'm Jonathan, and my current favorite superhero right now is Spider-Gwen, which is
Ooh.
just Gwen Stacy as Spider-Man. So.
My name is Madeline, and probably my favorite superhero growing up was Static Shock.
Oh,
This is Kevin, and my favorite superhero is, of course, Batman.
good. Standing.
I'm Chris. So I would say my favorite superhero is, would say it was Superman, but I think because of the new movies and everything, and he was in a movie, I'd have to say Howard the Duck.
Nice. Oh gosh, trying to talk and type at the same time. It's not working for me. My name is Stephanie, and my favorite superhero is Superman. Also in the chat tonight, we have Kylie, who will be kind of maybe in and out, but she's mostly listening. But her favorite superhero is, of course, Captain Spirit. Going along with what we're playing. So, was that a bird I heard? It was Kevin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll get started. So the game starts out, pretty at ease. Nice wintry day outside. Apparently, I think, is it? Yeah, it's a Saturday. Saturday. So Chris is off of school. He's home, at home with his dad, playing in his room. That's where it all starts. How did you guys feel about the introduction to Chris as a character? You're kind of alone with him in his room. You can kind of look around a bit before your dad calls you to breakfast.
That was cool.
Do you feel like you got a good feel for the character from his belongings, from his room?
Yeah.
Actually, I thought that was really nice to be able to just wander around and, I mean, a kid's room, you're gonna know a lot about a kid pretty fast by all the stuff he's got laying around and whatever he's drawn on his own. So yeah, I thought that was a nice way to get a snapshot.
That was pretty good. The little, get your feet wet, how to move around, interact with things and stuff. Get to play a little bit with the superpower button and stuff like that. So
I like that.
So that was neat. If not, maybe just a tad confusing. It's like, all right, what's my motivation in this scene? Where am I going? What am I doing?
Your
Kind of thing.
motivation in the scene?
Yeah. So it's yeah, so
Frank's
that was
saying he's an
interesting.
actor. No, I can feel you. I can feel you. I mean, I felt that it was a nice soft opening. You weren't like immediately expecting to do things, other than answer your dad's call for breakfast. But yeah, I thought it was kind of cool to kind of look around. It, you know, reminded me of my own childhood, which I'm sure everyone, a lot of others think the same. Yeah, for sure. For sure. How did you like, speaking of that, which I have this further down the list, but how did you feel about the controls in this game? They were different slightly, I think. I mean, right? I mean, because right in Before the Storm and Life is Strange 1, wasn't there a pointer? Like, wasn't there a pointer that you click on things? Or am I not remembering that correctly?
Yeah, you, what do you have to do? Click and hold. If you're on the PC, you have to, like, click and hold the mouse. And then, was it a keyboard key that you had to press?
Are you talking about in this one or in the
previous one? No, in the other one.
Yeah, yeah. But there was a pointer, right? Like, if there was something that, in this one, there, I mean, as far, unless you could turn it on, there wasn't a pointer. You just kind of had to look in that direction.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying at times because other things would be in the way. And it's like
usually Chris's head.
Like, yeah, you had to be in the exact right spot in order to interact with something too. So it was like,
I found sometimes you had to like step back in order to see things.
I played on Xbox, so it felt. I played both Life and Strange and this on Xbox, and so it was just a controller, so to me it didn't feel different.
You know, yeah, I feel like it would be easier. I feel like this sort of game style, I mean, this sort of clicking or this sort of a gameplay style would be easier with a controller than it was for a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, I played with the controller.
Because also, like, there were also, I'm sorry, Mason.
No, I just didn't play it on the PC, but I played on console as well. And yeah, it was pretty easy. I mean, you don't have a pointer; you just have to move around until the right thing lights up.
Yeah, so maybe that's what they designed it for. Mostly was controller, but then again, if that's the case, you should preface. I mean, because I play games that they preface it in the beginning, like say, you know, this is intended for controller use.
We recommended.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We recommend using a controller. That's a good point. And then plus all the other buttons too, because I sometimes found it confusing. It took me forever to figure out what the when you're running, what the shift key, that was the shift key to run.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just had what the key looked like. It didn't say shift. It just had the picture of the key and the up arrow. And I'm like, I don't know what key that is until...
I didn't even know you could run.
Exactly. Until I lifted my hand and I was like, oh, that's the shift key. So
I just kind of did it on instinct because a lot of these games will have the shift key be the run key.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
At least with the controller in his room, it was kind of a little, when they had a bunch of objects grouped together, it was a little tough picking out a certain object over another, and you ended up picking out the same one over and over, and it's like, I need a little help here. But
the controller intended for gameplay seems like they're taking design cues from the Johnneman for Where the Water Tastes Like Wine.
For the what? I'm sorry.
From the Where the Water Tastes Like Wine designer.
there's a million different games that are available on PC that recommend controller. Yes, that one as well.
Yeah. I got used to it after a while. It got easier. But at first, when I was in his bedroom especially, I got a little confused. And then, like, with using the mouse, like, you use the scroll button on your mouse to, like, choose in between answers.
Yeah.
And, because, again, you didn't have the pointer. So, I mean, it was different. And I think that was just the whole thing, was that I went in expecting it to be that the old gameplay thing. But, and they could be just testing it out for the next one, you know? Seeing how it lands.
Yeah.
Who else played it on console?
I did.
Just the two of us?
Frank did too.
No, I played it on the laptop with the controller.
Oh.
I played PC with both controller and mouse and keyboard, but then I switched right back to controller.
There you go.
But still the PC version, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Kylie said that she did it on console at first, too, but then on PC.
I know. Yeah. The controls between, for Life is Strange, Before the Storm, and this one on console, I think they were all the exact same thing. So none of that seemed any different. And I played on Xbox One and also PS4.
Oh. Yeah.
Between the two, it didn't feel any different. So.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah. I guess that's true because, I mean, you're obviously not going to have a pointer with the, you know, on the console usually. So. Okay. Good to know. Well, next, you know, Life is Strange 2 might have to go on the console, but we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard if any of your choice, it didn't say, unless it prefaced in the beginning and I didn't really read it.
But your choices do have some impact, I think, in the...
On the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I think it mainly has to do with the old lady neighbor.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything in game, but I do feel like I remember hearing during E3 or something that it was supposed to somehow connect, like your save file was somehow supposed to connect in Life is Strange 2.
Okay, well, that answers the question, then I guess I'm playing it on PC then. Unless I would have to spend an hour and a half playing it again on console, which I guess is...
Yeah, it's not like that long of a game to go through.
I know.
And now you already know all the code, so that saves like an hour
of
your time.
That's true. That's very true. So Dad calls you to breakfast. You go out to the kitchen, finally, and get a nice introduction to Dad. So what'd you guys think about Dad when you first met him?
He sounds a lot like Frank.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the same voice actor as Frank from Before the Storm.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant my Frank, me Frank.
No.
You're much nicer than Dad.
Yeah, I hope so.
Explains a lot.
Well, he came off, like, at the beginning, like, as a pretty good dad, a pretty nice character. But I was... Because I've seen the trailer for it and I was like hyped for the game, like I knew kind of more about him that, like, you know, he's an alcoholic. And so I was like guarded against him, even though I'm like, he seems nice now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then also, I mean, I don't know if this is usual gameplay or this is for everyone, but like, as you continue through breakfast, you see the bruises on, or he comments on the bruises on Chris's arm.
Yeah.
Was that for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I waited a little too long after he called me. He wasn't mad. He wasn't like angry, but he was firm. He was firm. Like, I kind of got that, like, as soon as I got out, I was like, ooh, okay. Like, he's no funny business. Like, he's,
yeah,
straight to the point.
From what I've read, it doesn't matter how long you've spent. If he calls you more than once, then he gets a little mad otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, he did call me more than once. I was too busy playing, guys.
I know.
Yeah. He called me like 4 times.
Yeah, I was wondering if it escalated.
I mean, he was like cussing me out through the kitchen door, basically.
I was an obedient child. I went right when he called me.
Wow.
Because I was thinking, like, how in Before the Storm, Chloe's like, I really need to get to class. And then her teacher is sitting out on the bench. And I was like, this isn't a timed event. I can just look through all my stuff. And then he just kept getting madder and madder. And I was like, fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to get yelled at again.
That's kind of what I thought, too. I was like, oh, well, I'll go out there and it'll be the same no matter what. And no. Mm-hmm. Rough.
Yeah, Kylie's saying something about how if you wait too long, it kind of makes you want to just start the game over again and just let it sit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. How bad does it get? I don't want to see how bad it gets. I'm not that type of person. I get nervous. Like, I get really nervous. So all that's kind of revealed. Let's see. I mean, we already talked about, like, did you like Chris's voice acting? We already talked about how Charles's voice is familiar. I thought Chris's voice actor did a good job.
Yeah.
I couldn't get away from, I mean, it was a direct plug in to Macaulay Culkin, so it was like,
yeah,
I just couldn't get away from that.
It was a plug in to Macaulay Culkin?
It
sounded like a kid.
Well, in my mind, the second I saw the kid, it was like Macaulay Culkin.
There is a certain resemblance.
All kids look like Macaulay Culkin. He was a lot nicer than Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone.
He also looked a little bit like Macaulay Culkin too.
A little.
He looked to me. He feels more like a male Max, like Kid Max, but like male.
Maybe so. Man. Yeah. I can see that. Music was amazing as always. At least I enjoyed it. I like that kind of mellow music. At least kind of sets the mood for the whole thing. I mean, the music just fits the pace of the game perfectly. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they always do a good job with their music. So how did you feel about the house and the yard being the solo setting in the game? I mean, it is a free game for those listening if you haven't played it. Like, it is free. On Steam, it's free anywhere. Short game, about an hour and a half. So, as a free game, did you feel like the yard in the house was enough to keep you occupied?
So, I will say first, I played the game, and I got to the point where the father was asleep, went over him, woke him up. And then basically the neighbor came over, talked to her, and then the game was over. I'm like, wait, that was really, really quick. So then I went back, and then I realized, because it shows you the map of things you can do afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I missed all this stuff. So I went back and replayed the game. And after that, I mean, for a free game and everything, I think there was quite a bit of gameplay in there.
Yeah.
I was pretty satisfied with the amount of interactivity we got from it.
I agree. Yeah,
I tried to do a little. I couldn't find really a definitive answer, but I'd probably have to play it again just to see exactly at what point, you know, do you have the option. Obviously, he watches the basketball game for a while before he falls asleep. And it's like, how much, I mean, can you really, Chris had the experience where you're like, oh, he's asleep, I'll go wake him up. And it's like, holy crap, the game's over.
The game's done. Yeah.
You know? So, I think the outdoors was, at first I was a little panicked because I saw the map in the bedroom and I'm like, oh boy, I'm going to have to explore the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, all the neighbors' houses and all that. And I'm like, it's his house. So that was good. That was fine. I thought the music was great, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I liked the small environment a little bit just because it did remind me of like childhood of just, you know, being in the house, you know, don't leave the yard kind of thing. Yeah. You can do what you want, but stay in the, don't go past the street, you know.
Yeah.
Chris, so it all felt very natural to me.
Yeah.
Like just the setting.
Yeah, Chris was a very well-behaved kid. Like, you try to go on the road, and he doesn't go on the road. I tried to cross the street, and no.
Yeah, so did I.
No.
I liked how with most of Chris's responses, despite what his dad does, it's clear that he cares for his dad.
Yeah.
He respects his dad, and he loves his dad, which I thought that was cool because like you said, you know, you try to go down the street and it's like, no, dad says not to go down the street. So
well, yeah. I mean, I do think that he loves his dad. Respect, I'm kind of, I mean, I'm not sure if that's respect out of, you know, him. I mean, because obviously there's issues.
Yeah, I guess a childlike respect, you know.
Or respect of getting yelled at or possibly verbally abused. That could come into play as well. And you know, that is, you know, because you find out in the game that Chris's mother has died. So, you know, that's the only parent that he has left. But no, you know, he definitely cared for his dad. He was definitely obedient.
Well, even too, it's like when you're reading the letters around the house, and there's the one letter from Chris's mother's parents, basically saying, like, why don't we take Chris for, you know, the summer, and then his response is like, I'm never going to leave my dad type of thing, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, I would almost say that it's kind of, he kind of felt probably partially responsible, and he felt like that he needed to be there to take care of his dad because his dad was obviously falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kylie was asking in the thing, like, did anyone else, like, when he was sitting there watching the game, did you guys try to, I mean, because as I said, like, I kind of had a feeling for how the dad was from the very beginning. Did you guys try to, like, bother him a lot while he was watching the game, or did you just let him be?
I talked to him once, because I went into his room and I played the mom's record. Did anyone do that while the dad was still awake?
Yeah.
No. I did.
No, I did. I waited too long.
Yeah.
What happened?
If you play it while he's awake, like, he hears you playing it, and he'll make a comment saying, oh, I haven't heard that music in so long. And he's like, that was nice. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, can I continue this conversation? And then he was like, I'm watching the game. So, like, there was this nice moment, but it was obviously not meant to be more than just that one moment.
Yeah. I tried to evaporate the whiskey also.
Oh, I didn't know
that. You tried the what?
To evaporate the whiskey.
Yeah, you can go and stand behind him and use your power and be like,
oh, wow.
And he's like, I see what you're doing. And then Chris is just kind of like, oh, I hate when he's like this. And that's it.
Yeah. I was tempted to hit him with the Nerf dart, but I didn't. I looked up what it does later on, and, like, the dad actually, like, jokes around with you.
Yeah.
I was scared, too.
And I missed the opportunity to make mac and cheese.
Yeah, I thought it was a little too early for that, so I missed that opportunity as well.
I feel like there's a lot of stuff you can do while the dad is still awake.
Yeah.
But I was afraid to do most of it.
Yes, exactly.
I think the game was very good at putting you in that headspace, because it's like, as a player, you shouldn't be afraid of, like, doing these things, but it puts you in the headspace of Chris, of you're afraid of how he's going to react. Like, I didn't go into his room until he was asleep. Like, there were a lot of things, like, I was even afraid to even go around him. Like, you know, I was like, I don't want to go too near. And then finally, like, I got brave and ventured over into the TV area while he was watching the game. But did anyone, but going to the house, like, there was a lot of stuff to look at, a lot of little things that I liked that Chris commented on. Hot Dog Man comics everywhere.
When you had alluded to, like, you're afraid to go and, you know that too well, going in front of the TV set and all that stuff. But did that make you, I mean, I was really apprehensive about going into his room.
Yeah, I didn't go into his room until he was asleep. But apparently Jonathan did, so
yeah.
I'm just like, I wonder if he's gonna care. Walk right
he
in.
He didn't care.
I did think I think I waited to unlock the cabinet until after he was asleep. But I did go into the room and play the record and kind of look around.
Yeah.
I think I think the dad might have made that one comment that you said where I think I did play it when he was awake, but I didn't really hear it because the game audio for this is mixed really weird.
Yeah.
I played through the whole song just because I liked it. Yeah. And it's, if you play through the whole song, it cuts from Chris in the bed to just the dad just sitting in the chair, writing in his notebook, listening.
Yeah. Going to that, there were a few quiet moments in the game. Rest moments. You could, while you're playing the record, as you're mentioning, you can lay on the bed for a while. These were in the other games as well, the other Life is Strange games, that you could just kind of sit for in a place for a while, and it cuts from different angles, usually while melancholy music is playing. But you could lay on the bed in Dad's room, or you could, you can sit up in the treehouse later on and just sit up there for a while. And I think the other one was...
Secret Treasure.
Secret Treasure. That was a rest moment?
Well, it sort of did go into a cutscene for me, I think.
Yeah. It was a cutscene. Yeah. But I don't think that you could stay there for as long as you could. And then the other one was the couch. You could sit on the couch and watch the game with your dad. Or I guess if he was,
I didn't know you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't get that one either.
That one was possibly. I mean, I'm going to add, like, you know, to think about which one was your favorite. That one for me was my favorite because, and Kylie was talking about it here, in the text chat, was that. Did anyone else do that? Sit on the couch with the dad, mm-hmm. or no, in the room. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting. Like, if you go through and play it again, Kylie just posted a picture. If you go through and play it again, I would highly suggest doing that while he's awake, because it gets really interesting. Like, it shows a more softer side to his dad. I think, like, he sits on the couch for a while. That's weird. He sits on the couch for a while watching the TV, watching the game, you know, and him and his dad have a talk about, like, you know, his dad's like, maybe I'll take you outside and, you know, when it gets warmer and we can practice some basketball, because his dad used to play basketball professionally. Not professionally, but he was in high school, was really good at it. And then you sit there for a little bit longer and, you know, the dad keeps looking at you and he's like, you know, you don't have to sit all the way over there because you're on the couch. He's in the chair. He's like, you can sit right here, like on the floor beside me. And so Chris goes over and sits on the floor and the dad kind of like lovingly puts his hand on Chris's head and like plays with his hair. And I think they talk about, I think they say, I don't remember exactly what they talk about there. But you can sit there for as long as you want with him, just kind of. And it's interesting when you finally decide to get up, if you make it to that point and you decide to get up, like, you know, it's like his dad kind of is like, oh, like it, like the spell's broken, you know, like his dad kind of has this look on his face. It's like, okay, everything's like back to the way it was. But it was a touching moment. Like, I think I actually like cried. I actually like teared up just because, like, I kind of figured, like, how, I mean, you know, at this point you kind of know like what's going on, and just that kind of touching moment between them. Anyways, so like, what was your, did you guys do the other rest moments with the treehouse and the record?
I missed the record actually.
I
saw the player and I saw the record. I was too much in collection mode, I guess. So I was like, I didn't even catch it. I did get the treehouse, so that was, you know, the treehouse I thought was really cool.
Did you want to do the treehouse with the dad awake? I'm just wondering. I didn't, so I wasn't sure if there was something.
No.
I wasn't aware of his status at the time.
Yeah. I think he was already asleep when I went outside. Finally, because that was one of the last things that I ventured out to do. For the record, because you mentioned that if dad's awake, that he kind of comments, if he's not awake, it still cuts to dad during that rest scene. And it kind of shows him, because I think he hears it, and it kind of shows him smiling in his sleep, like he smiles a little bit. Which was another, like, I teared up at that as well. I'm just crying all over the place with this one. But I really enjoy those little rest moments in the game.
I think they're one of the best things that they put in the game, really.
I agree. You know, I agree.
There's so much put into the story and the pacing mm-hmm. and the visuals. And then for mm-hmm. them to just make a moment where you kind of do nothing
mm-hmm.
seems pretty anti-good game design, but yeah.
Yeah.
It totally works every time.
No, for sure.
For sure. I mean, it's a skippable cutscene, but the point of it is for you to enjoy that time watching and just being mm-hmm. and experiencing mm-hmm. versus moving on to the next task.
Yeah. Because you want to take it all in.
Yeah. And one of the things I liked about this, which I kind of hope that they do in the second one, in the second Life is Strange, but I liked, because I know in the first Life is Strange and in Before the Storm, you had these rest scenes, but they didn't, if you stayed, like, it just kind of kept cycling through the same shots.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, at least with the, I don't know about with the record, I think maybe with the record and with, but especially in the scene in the living room when you're still on the couch, like, it seemed to reward you for staying in that loop mm-hmm. because then it kind of went to something else and, you know, kind of advanced the rest period a little bit with something new. And so I really enjoyed that because it seemed mm-hmm. like, okay, it's rewarding me for actually sitting here for a bit and just not doing anything.
Yeah, it's adding a little bit, like, to the characters, to the story.
Yeah. And Kylie mentioned that if you stand, just stand there for a bit and don't do anything with Chris, he'll, like, make, like, you know, Captain Spirit noises and fly his hand around like a spaceship, and which I think is a nice little addition as well, because a kid's just not going to stand there and do mm-hmm. nothing. And he fidgets a lot whenever he's just kind of standing there too. How did you guys feel about the puzzles, the tasks in the game? Did you find any, did you like any certain ones? Did you find any certain ones difficult or non-intuitive?
Before we get to the cell phone, I don't know. I liked just the way he interacted with the things that you could use the superpower ability on.
Yes.
Like when he was playing with the toys, that was the first time I used a superpower
mm-hmm.
thing, where it's like, I think I was, at first I was playing with the shark carinator thing mm-hmm. and like you can use the superpower to intervene and save the bystander, the pedestrian. And I thought that was cool because then it's like, oh, okay, it's a kid playing. But then I thought it was interesting. He's playing with the bear champion and the bad guy who's like the son of another bad guy. And it's like he was doing this whole like deep inner monologue of, you should join me and everything. But I thought that was interesting because I didn't do the superhero choice on that one. And the non-superhero choice for that was that the superhero spares the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was interesting that, because I don't know what the superhero choice was, but I thought that was interesting that, like, the non-superpowered one mm-hmm. was, oh, I'm going to spare this person. Yeah. Thank you, Captain Spirit, for saving my soul.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. And, you know, the way that every time you have that, well, most of the time when you have that superpower, you know, option, I really like how they frame it so it has the look of something actually happening, you know. Like when he's flying the ship, you know, you can't see that he's holding it.
Yes.
You know, or he's got, you know, his hand behind his back or something. I thought that was really cool to give that same perspective of, this is how you're imagining I have a superpower. You know, that we don't we don't have to, you know, see what he's doing. We actually get kind of that sense of this is how he's seeing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, it's such a kid thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was translated really well.
Excellent cinematography. Yeah. Excellent yeah. cinematography.
Like just the little things, like when he turned on the TV or opened the garage door.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. The with the remote behind his back. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. They're going to the tasks and certain puzzles of the game. So, like, did anyone, because I know I posted in chat earlier today about the unlock code for the cell phone. Did anyone find this out on their own without looking it up?
No.
I did not.
I didn't.
I think it was stupid. It was a stupid code.
See, I had the thought of, oh, I wonder if it corresponds to letters. But then I was like, no, if that was the answer to the puzzle, then they would have the letters on there like a normal alphabetic numeric thing. And then I look it up and I was like, oh, I would not have gone there because I was like,
yeah,
I wouldn't have thought letters unless they put letters on the.
Yeah. I mean, I read somewhere and I didn't take the time. I was going to say have the time, but I didn't take the time to look and see where this is shown. But someone mentioned that it seems that the hot dog comics were done by his mother, possibly.
Oh.
And so that's why the password would be hot dog.
Yeah, I did not get that from the game, but
that would
be cool. That would
make sense. But I didn't see that jump.
There's a hint of that.
Yeah.
Well, you know that she has something to do with art, and
did comics. Yeah.
Yeah, she drew a lot of comics.
But did anybody see that that art magazine, and realize it's the
Mark Jefferson?
That.
Mm-hmm.
That freaked me out.
I didn't know that. I didn't catch that.
It was
the
him.
What? Which one? What?
Mark Jefferson, the crazy psycho from.
I know, but what are you talking about?
It's one of the
books on the shelf.
It was written by Jefferson.
Yeah, art by whoever. I'm like, ah.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, Teen Spirit Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a reference, I think, somewhere in the letters that she was going to go or went to that school.
Yeah, she.
Yeah.
There was a letter that she graduated from Blackwell Academy,
mm-hmm.
and like she was like a donor. Like, it was a thank you letter because she mm-hmm. continues yeah. to support the school.
And she was a scholarship kid to there as well. So. Like Chloe.
Yeah. I was trying to find, but I can't find. I was trying to find evidence of the hot dog comics thing, but I'm not seeing it.
Did we know what year, like, the game is taking place?
15, I think.
I thought it was.
Okay. Remember.
Because she died in 14.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how many years had passed since the mom had died.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking a long time.
Yeah, because I feel like they're still like figuring things out.
Callie says it's been a couple of years.
Probably 2016 because he's looking at HeroCon tickets for 2017.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's probably December of 16.
Yeah.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. If he's looking at tickets for 17, that makes sense. Did anybody, just real quick the dad thing, I just got a weird, you know, I don't know. How did everybody, I thought they were like laying a little heavy in the beginning with the, you know, he's three beers in the morning and then he grabs a bottle of scotch and it's
like. Were they laying it heavy?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. That was my reaction. That's what I put it. That's what I thought, to myself.
Personally, I think there are people there that definitely happens.
Oh yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
I think it was probably kind of necessary because it's like, they knew it's a short game.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess. I suppose.
You needed to kind of get that from the get-go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you also see that, like, his dad also sometimes hits him, or because of the bruising on his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which can actually be one of the conversation points if you don't have, if you haven't covered your arm by the time the old lady next door comes around.
Mm. Oh.
I didn't get that, though, because I already had my whole suit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are completionists.
How many people took heavy armor? How many people took light armor?
I did heavy armor all the way through. Heavy armor, helmet.
I did light armor, dark.
Light armor and the helmet, yeah.
Light armor, helmet, and colorful.
Colorful, yes. I did colorful, too.
I did colorful.
Oh, wait, so it was helmet or mask?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Helmet or mask?
Okay, right. I did the mask, which is him just putting red face paint all over his face. And his dad's completely okay with that.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
He's also completely okay with a head full of tin foil with two Snickers bars on it.
It was super awesome, though.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't start building the costume until after he was already asleep.
Okay.
So,
where do you get the helmet? That's the one thing I missed.
Tin foil.
It was in the pantry.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, you build it out of tin foil and two Snickers bars.
Wow, nice.
Yeah,
pretty legit.
And then the light armor is built out of ace bandages from his gym locker bag. Bless you.
Yes, which he's easily able to navigate between being over his coat and not and
really
back onto his chest.
Yeah. He's really good.
He's talented.
Yeah,
ace bandages are stretchy. I don't know if you know that.
I know, but it still would take him like a little.
You're right. They should have definitely spent time animating that for this game. That would have been so much
better. At least the first time.
Okay. I was glad, although I never used it because the animations were like not that long, really. But it was interesting and kind of nice to add the skip option through the animations. Like if you've already done it before, I thought that was nice. I thought I wish I had this during the longest journey, so that way it wouldn't have been as long.
Yeah, I mean, at least with as many times as you go in and out of the house, it's like, do I really need to see him put on his boots and check it every single time?
Yeah.
Did anybody clean the steps?
Yep.
I did.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
It was interesting that, yeah, you were, you know, almost as in most of these situations, you end up being, the child ends up being the responsible adult in the house.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. At least there was no plant for us to overwater.
No plant.
I did clean the dishes and do the recycling. And
yes, I did that.
Did you break the glass, though?
I realized that I broke the glass, and then I went and restarted the game. Went and, like, exited and redid it and did not super clean it.
Is a way not to break the glass?
You don't super clean it?
I didn't have an option not to super clean it. I just carried it to the thing, and it just
yeah.
You have to then go back
it's
into wet, the sink,
it's all though. The dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the dishes in the sink? I just regular wash them.
Yeah, if you super clean them, he goes and ends up like dropping the glass or smashing the glass.
This is when and I was still getting used to having that option up, and I was sad I didn't pick it.
And cool. The dad then goes and yells at you. He's like, what are you doing? Nothing? Nothing? Like, I don't want to deal with broken glass.
Yeah, no, during that beginning breakfast scene, I was very just kind of like, I felt like I was walking on eggshells, you know, when the option came up to talk about, like, you're drinking another beer. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to ask that question.
Nope, not going to poke that bear.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you guys, so important question of the night, what was your high score for Hot Dog Man 2?
Oh, 500. I don't even remember. 527?
Mm-hmm.
No, 580.
Yeah, I think,
mine was 500 something. Yeah.
Okay. Did not.
Somebody
play.
Told me that if, or I read that if you don't, or like, even if you don't beat the high score, you still get it counted as beating the high score.
Yeah, I think my high score was like 56. I was trying to in a rush to finish today, so I only tried to play twice.
Yeah, I didn't even play. I got to that. I got everything done, and the cell phone was the last thing, and I looked at it, and I'm like, yeah, let me just try to wake up Dad. Maybe that'll give me a clue. And that was the end of that.
Don't wake up Daddy. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Did everybody try to call that phone number?
I did.
Yeah.
I did, too.
I didn't call pizza, but I called the other numbers.
Well, when you talked to Darth Vader.
Yeah, pizza place is closed, but
yeah,
that lady that answers and starts talking like, what? Is this a kid? Like, oh, that's just awkward.
What?
No one answered. No one answered when I called.
I got Darth Vader.
I got Darth Vader as well.
Darth Vader is when you call the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you call so if you go through his room and you find the number from that girl, and then you go and call the number.
Wow,
I didn't think to do that.
Yep.
Oh gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
So what? Okay.
Holy crap.
So okay. So you find So just to explain, you find a number in the bedroom. You can call that number. Who is it?
It's some sex from his pants. Yeah. Oh yeah, from his pants. Yeah.
You take his pants to the laundry. And then when you start, the number falls out of his pocket.
Oh.
Grab it, look at it. And then when you go to the phone, you can dial it. You can
basically I did not know that you could get that number.
Yeah. Neither did I. I found the letter.
I did the laundry ahead of time.
So did I. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have the option to grab it.
I did the laundry towards the beginning of the game.
Yeah, right after breakfast, I did the laundry.
I feel like there's so many little things. Mm-hmm.
He has a dirty magazine stash.
Which is nice.
Kylie.
Yeah. Okay, so...
it's turned out like I missed half the game here. Jeez.
Did you guys, read all the letters and, the newspaper and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to piece because I learned from The Life is Strange, it's I was trying to piece together the bigger picture in my head, you know, and just how the newspaper was talking about strange murders or disappearances. Yeah. And then I thought it was interesting that you find all the records. If you look in the dad's closet and use the chair and everything, you find all the records of his dad's confrontation with the police for the investigation of his mom's death.
Yeah.
And so it was because at first it's just think it's a hit and run, but the dad was obsessed over it so much so that he was bugging the police captain. And I thought that was just very interesting because all that's in letters. Chris doesn't really comment on it.
In the newspaper article in the garage, the police person tells the reporter that, they'll be looking at footage from those streets, from toll camera footage to see what happened. But then in the letters, it says that they can't release the footage unless they have some kind of special federal order. So it sounds like they're holding back on the family.
Yeah, so that whole picture makes a lot of sense when you see he's upset, and then that newspaper talks about the cameras, and then they don't do the cameras, and then when he gets in trouble, it's it does paint that picture, trying to get the police to do their job.
I smell a Prescott.
Yep.
Huh. No?
So, The mystery, the finding the treasure chest. I had to go actually go look through a walkthrough. I could not decipher what that little map overlay was supposed to be telling me.
Oh, well, it told you, like, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, so you were supposed to go, like, left, right, left, left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was, like...
It had arrows.
Yeah, once you got it, like, centered...
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see how it could be confusing, though, just because they weren't, like, written in order or anything.
And there's one little bit of misdirection with that dashed line that pretty much outlines the pond. So that threw me for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Eventually, yeah, I thought at first I thought I had to walk that path for it to work.
Yeah. What is this, the family circus?
Did anyone steal a cigarette?
No, nope.
I did, but I chickened out of smoking it.
Same I here. Smoked it. Totally. He ends up coughing.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Oh.
Same thing happened to me when I was younger, and I never wanted to smoke again for the rest of my life.
Hmm.
So maybe that'll be the same for Chris.
All right, taking notes. Stephanie once smoked a cigarette.
There you go.
I don't know if I can do game chat anymore. I don't know.
Actually, my aunt gave it to me.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, here.
Reporting her to...
She was like, here, take a puff. And I took a puff, I coughed, and I never wanted one again.
She was probably smart to make you do that.
She was like, see?
Yep.
Don't smoke.
Yep.
And then she proceeded to smoke.
Yes, she did.
Just out of curiosity, how relatable, for me, was very relatable, the water eater scene.
I love that.
Why can't we beat up the water heater with a baseball bat?
That was pretty amazing. Did you guys like the superhero? Because there was the one with the space landing, too. Mm-hmm. That kind of, I think, revealed a little bit of Chris's psyche.
Yeah.
Especially with the water heater, with an overpowering figure, which I eventually was reminded of either the death of his mother or his father, his fear of his father. Or the one with the space landing, you walk towards the sign in the road, and it ends up being the same two streets that...
Yes, it's the intersection where his mom had
the accident.
What is the villain's Manroid? Or so it's like...
Mantis, I thought it was something. Mantis.
I think it was like Mandroid. And I thought that was like so cool when like, you look at the and you're like, I felt like that was.
What are the streets?
Mantis and Android, I think.
No, I meant that. She got hit on though.
Yeah.
Wait.
The corner of Mantis and Android. Asteroid. Mantis and Asteroid Street. But...
Who names
a street Mantis or Asteroid?
The writers of this story.
Crazy street names.
I don't know. Did you see the action figures he was playing with? There's.
Did anybody else
Man
think...
Bear.
Mm-hmm.
The shark scorpion car thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like they have imaginations up there. Wherever it was.
It's in the water.
Portland.
Did anybody think that Calvin and Hobbes was a heavy influence for his space, for what they did for his space exploration stuff?
I did get that like spaceman spiff vibe, where it's like it very is like Calvin Hobbes kid, like just the way his imagination worked and everything.
Or just like a kid. At least that's just how I was. A kid. getting to the end of the game, if you didn't wake the dad early, or if you did wake the dad early.
So you wake Dad.
Dad wakes up. He is obviously still drunk, and just kind of stumbles all over the place. Is immediately verbally, kind of rough with Chris.
I would say verbally abusive. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And knock at the door. You answer it. It's the neighbor, kind of checking in on you. when you're talking to the neighbor, okay, so I'll just lead with what happened to me was that I found myself like playing like how Chris would answer, like, and I was immediately very like defensive and very kind of like, oh, I don't want her to like, you know, to think that there's something wrong. I don't want her to think that there's like something going on. And so I was like answering like that scared kid who was trying to cover up, you know, whatever was happening, that, you know, that he knew that his dad would be upset about. And so I found myself answering that way. Like I found myself like not like tipping her off in any way and like being afraid of tipping her off.
Yeah.
Because that's just not what you do.
Which I found that was amazing. Like I found that kind of transformation amazing. Like, did you, like, how did you guys feel during that scene? Like, what did you know?
Nervous.
Yeah.
Very nervous. Yeah, it was very effectual. I was nervous. I tried to. Actually, I think I half truth. I just said he fell.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know that's sort of like the compromise. You know the half truth.
Yeah.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very nervous, and it was like. Yeah, very effective because you are a little off-putting by her. Like, you know, at first she's like, you know, the nosy neighbor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think somebody had referenced, I was reading that she's actually one of his teachers at school.
I
read that. Right? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's.
I forget what it was, but I did. Oh, the advent calendar in his room, he says. Thanks, Claire. And I think the neighbor's name is Claire. So
Claire Reynolds, yeah.
Yeah, so I remembered that, so it's like, so to me, when I talked to her, it was like, oh, she wasn't just a nosy neighbor. It was like, oh, she's obviously, you know, she gave him the advent calendar, and so she's like helped out the family in the past.
She's the old, the sweet old lady neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, their house is the other phone number besides the pizza place and his dad's cell phone. So
Well, you know, another thing about answering those questions, you know, since it's just Chris and his dad, you know, at that point, even if it's bad, keeping your dad around is still better than possibly getting him in trouble. So that kind of made sense as far as how you'd answer.
Sure, as a kid, yeah.
As a little aside, kind of for what that mindset is like, my mom was just telling me about this book she read called Hillbilly Eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a kid who grew up in somewhat similar circumstances, where his mom, like, except kind of worse because his mom actually tried to kill him and he ran away, but he refused to testify against her because he knew if that happened, then he would be taken away from anybody that he had a close relationship with and be placed, you know, as a ward of the state.
Yeah.
And so as an 8-year-old kid, he would rather stay in a bad situation where he had some sort of control versus upending everything that he knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I played it the first time, I was like really defensive, and then the second time, because I ended the game too early the first time, I was like, all right, well, let's see where this goes, and kind of like where it was giving more information, and then she ends up basically saying, it's like, all right, I'll be right back, I'm going to talk to my husband, and we'll be back and to talk to your father about all this.
Okay, so is that not what happens to everyone? Because that happened to me too.
No, you can basically be like really defensive and not give any information away, and then she's like, "All right, well, I'm heading off for a walk."
Yeah, that's the ending.
Yeah, you can get a sort of not as suspicious neighbor, or you can get a super suspicious neighbor. I ended up aiming for by contradicting myself by saying, oh, we were just putting up the Christmas tree. And, we're getting a tree.
Yeah, I must have completely tipped her off then without realizing I was really nervous, guys.
I tipped her off. Yeah. She was not picking up when I was laying down.
Chris is
saying in the chat that she looked into the possible point system. So it does actually make a big difference what you do before you get to that point and talk to Claire.
Oh, because she does mention
the firecrackers.
Oh, yeah, she mentions the firecrackers. If you cleaned off, she says she saw you cleaning off the, like, sweeping the front porch or shoveling. Mm-hmm. So
if she just kind of goes for a walk then, Kylie said something that the dad reacts differently, because I know that if she says that she'll be back, the dad is, like, mad, and he's like, you know, you just tried to tell her everything about, you know, about me, you about what a bad dad I am, and he was...
I still got that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, no matter what, the dad gets mad.
Okay.
Mad dad!
And so he kind of lays his hand on you after the, you know, and kind of grips your arm, and is saying that it's your fault that the mom died, or that, you know, and that every time he looks at you, he sees her. Typical, you know, verbal abuse, you know, in this sort of situation, I think.
And then probably physical abuse. There's no, like, meter on the grip strength.
For sure.
I mean, that's already his arm that's bruised, so.
Yeah. Before, you know, we get to the very, very end, I just want to, like, the game, you know, Don't Nod has a way. Well, not even Don't Nod. Like, I think the whole series, and because even they did it in Before the Storm, too. Like, they make you feel empathy for these characters that aren't usually people that you feel empathy for. And they definitely, I think, especially with the certain moments, like if you experienced sitting on the couch with your dad and watching it, you know, they tried to kind of help you to build a little empathy towards him and the situation. And also, like, with the letters you find about the death and just, like, the things that Chris says and, you know, and his dad losing his job. Did you guys feel empathetic towards the dad?
Slightly.
I did. I guess because I was, like, just optimistic, even though I started out very, like, kind of afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I guess because, like, you know, with the record, and I saw him, and he was like, oh, I haven't listened to that song since your mother, and he was, like, pleasant then, and then just, like, latched on to, like when, like, all the things Chris says when he's, like, when he's in his room and he tries to throw a two-pointer, he's like, oh, dad will have to show me I'm not as good as him, or when he sees the baseball bat in his dad's room, he's like, oh, I hope dad will take me out again this summer, you know, and then just the dad being like, at the beginning, you know, oh, wake me up and we'll go get a tree, or even the fact that, you know, we didn't talk about, but when you unlock his wardrobe, I guess, it's like you see that his dad bought him the new game system for Christmas.
Maybe is feeling bad for possibly abusing him.
But I was going to say, like, that's, unfortunately, that's typical, you know, behavior from abusers, is that it's hot and cold all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your situation. I mean,
It's a situation where, like, me as a person, I want to, like, I can see things that could be done differently to help Chris's dad, but I am locked into Chris as a character. And there's no way that you as a child could help.
No.
Can help your parent in that situation.
Yeah, it's very, it puts you in a weird headspace. It puts you in a weird, kind of into Chris's headspace, which is good as a game because you're supposed to, but at the same time, it's you know, frustrating as far as Charles is concerned. So getting to the end, you in response to your dad kind of verbally abusing you, you run outside crying and start to climb into your treehouse. and one of the things break, and you fall, and I'm thinking, well, this game is going to end with this kid dying. That's it. That's right. It.
That's what and I thought. And
then he,
yeah,
right before he hits the ground, he floats. So apparently he has he
missed the ground.
Yeah, I don't think it's him having powers. No.
What?
I think he's it's the neighbor the kid.
Actually, I read that somewhere.
Oh, I think it's the neighbor kid.
There is some speculation that it's the neighbor kid. Yeah.
Oh, as in
I don't know.
Yeah. Like Max was the one who has powers to save Chloe from dying, so neighbor kid has powers to save Chris from dying.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because you're not playing as Chris, apparently, in Life is Strange 2.
Sure, it just says he appears.
I did think it was interesting how they cut to the two neighbors, and it was like, oh, I haven't... It's like, you haven't seen anybody else this entire game up until the end, when there's all of a sudden there's Claire, and then he falls, and then it's like, oh, there's two neighbors over there watching him.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so that was... Yeah.
And they don't act like
anything weird happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not like, oh my god, he's floating!
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, When Chris started crying and he ran outside to the treehouse, I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then when the limb broke and he was climbing up the tree, like I actually jumped out of my chair. I was like, no.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
That's what I was dreading. It was actually going to like the treehouse on fire, like in that other game we played. Yes, it's gonna burn it down.
Yeah.
I was really, really conflicted because all along it was like, you know, with all his, you know, his super, you know, quote unquote superpowers during the game, you know, you always saw the cheat at the end with the remote on the TV or, you know, him using his hand. It's like, you know, two things were going through my head as he ran through the tree. Is he going to, you know, I was thinking logically, I don't know if this fall could kill him, but, and it's like, you know, and then he floats and I'm like, I don't, you know, I was really mixed emotions on whether or not, you know.
You want to see him die, Frank? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I, you know, like, I don't know what would have been more meaningful, you know, there was no superpowers involved versus superpowers, you know what
I
I'm
would
saying?
Have been ticked if the kid died. That's all I got to say.
It wouldn't be Life is Strange if there wasn't murder.
I guess.
Well, this isn't Life is Strange. This is Captain Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, as he was falling in the slow-mo bid before he gets to the resting spot or whatever, I was pushing the button because I was like, okay, this is the part where I finally get to actually use my power.
Yeah.
And it wasn't responding. And so when he finally did hit the pause, and I was like, okay, well, that wasn't me. But I guess, so from that perspective, it would make more sense if it was the neighbors.
Yeah.
Doing something.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's. I now have to go back and look. I wonder what it says on the map about his neighbor.
Hmm.
So what do you guys? So seeing that this is kind of a prequel to Life is Strange 2 of sorts, or you know, kind of put you into that headspace, into that world. What do you guys hope to? What do you guys theorize? Kind of hope to see.
Part of me thinks it is like a prequel, just because I feel like.
Sure.
I felt like there is some sort of like. Mystery surrounding the mom a little bit, you know, like there's a little more going on with her, and then also just, you know, the newspaper article talking about the recent, you know, mysterious death that was on the newspaper in the kitchen. So it wouldn't surprise me if it was about this neighbor. Now that I think about it,
we essentially got a before the storm sort of game, but actually being a prequel without any prior knowledge or stuff to the next plot.
Do you think Life is Strange 2 is going to be like connected? Like, I mean, is it going to have Max or anybody? Or is it like an anthology kind of thing? you know, where it's completely, it's in the same world, but it's separate. I don't know.
I think they'll will be characters. I don't know if they're going to end up having it be like, I don't know if they'll actually end up having the characters in it though, because then you'd have two completely vast different endings for the whole entire scenario.
Yeah, didn't they say that this was kind of like gonna be in the same universe but not have the same characters?
Yeah.
Well, I know that's what they said about Captain Spirit. I don't know if they've said that about Life is Strange too.
I know that Don't Nod had said after Life is Strange was finished that if they do a sequel, it's not going to revolve around any of the characters in Life is Strange and be kind of completely new characters and everything, but may still exist within the same universe.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I've heard that as well. As not containing to Captain Awesome, but I mean to Captain Spirit. But to to the other games. Like Captain Spirit, they've said there's a glimpse of the other character, you know, of the main character in Life is Strange 2. And they're connected.
I'm looking forward to seeing Chris's dad go to counseling.
Yeah, that's the game. It's just him going to counseling and getting help.
Yeah.
I would play it. I'd play it.
It would have the talk back mechanism, just like
where
the storm did.
Yeah.
But what if I say something wrong? I can't rewind time.
Could you imagine, like, the game is Chris's dad?
That'd be intense.
I'd actually really enjoy that. It'd be crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that to happen, but I'm just saying. Hypothesizing.
Does the screen get all, like, wavy and, like, you're underwater and spinny when you get drunk?
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to see this now. Anyway,
you drink enough to blackout.
That's a special power. You need to get as drunk as possible.
Your beer goggles.
Yeah.
Or do you drink? You have to make that decision. You get
DTs and you still go nuts. Yeah.
Or guys, you can go to therapy and get better, peeps.
Hey now.
Or do you call the number that was found in your pocket?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Audrey. Yeah. And for a good time. Okay, so let's wrap this up.
There was one other thing. I don't know what the meaning of the proverb is, but if you scan the QR code on the poster in Chris's room, like the flyer for some hero convention.
Oh yeah.
It says a ragged colt may make a good horse.
Okay, that's weird.
Alrighty.
That's every superhero's backstory basically, right? Like you come from nothing or from a really dark
tragedy.
And then you make something of yourself and still make a difference.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Final scores and final thoughts. I'm gonna wrap this up. So starting with Cheeser up at the top. Just give the final thoughts. Your final score for Captain Spirit, please.
My final thoughts are: it was pretty heavy though, with that underlying serious tone of, you know, bad things happen, some mysterious abuse. But yet, still dealing with trying to be a good kid and take care of what's left of the family. And I liked, you know, it's still right in the same vein with everything else the other two games have done. So it felt good. It had, you know, good enough puzzles and allowed me to feel like I was getting to know the characters and just what I like in a Life is Strange type of game. So I'd give it an 8. And then I would give it a higher one if it wasn't quite if the serious undertones weren't quite so strong. But I know that was part of the point, so that's what I think.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Frank.
Actually, I have blamed myself for not reminding myself, "Hey, this is a Life is Strange game. You got to pretty much do everything, check everything, every nook and cranny kind of thing. But still, the atmosphere was great. I thought they really hit the nail on the head with his, you know, with how that child would feel in that situation. So I really enjoyed it. I think I have to give it an 8 too, as well.
Okay. And Jonathan?
I really liked it. It was pretty much, you know, exactly what I was expecting kind of when I went in there, but I was expecting good things, you know. It's like I was wanting like a nice emotional short story, you know, in the same vein as Life is Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish, I felt like there was a lot of still like open-ended about Chris. Part of me wanted it to be a full, like, kind of self-contained story, but I can understand they kind of wanted to leave it open-ended for Life is Strange 2 in some way. But I mean, it's a free game, so that automatically just makes it better. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, but I really liked it. I liked just the nuances throughout everything. So I'll give it an 8 as well. It would have been higher if it wasn't for the hot dog puzzle. The foam
dog. Yeah. Madeline?
I enjoyed this more than I was expecting to, I think. Mm-hmm. I really liked the pieces of the game where we went fully into Chris's imaginary world with the water heater and then landing on his arch enemy's planet. I wish that we could have gotten maybe one more piece like that, but I understand with it being a game that they're giving away that you're limited on how much money you can just throw away.
Yeah.
I do think that the phone code was a little bit out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's really my only complaint. So I'm going to give this, I'm actually hesitant to score it because it's so clearly not a standalone piece.
Sure.
So I'll give it a 7 for now. Okay. And then I don't know. I'm sure I'll feel better about it once we get more Life is Strange 2.
Kevin?
That was fun. I liked liked the story. Got annoyed though at some of the puzzles and of course the phone code that everybody got annoyed at. And I also got annoyed at the fact that once you like the water heater and the Mantroid's planet, you can't really wander around at all. You can basically only just go forward. Because you have like this whole entire environment and you're limited to just going forward. It kind of annoyed me. I also got annoyed at the fact that I don't even have a 7.1 like sound set up, and like the game was just really too quiet, and along with some other just issues and bad optimization. So I would have given it a 7, but I'm gonna have to give it a 6.5.
Okay, Chris.
So I do feel like I had some connection with the character, not only with the name, but you know, I found it funny that apparently his mother was his kindergarten teacher, and my mother was my preschool teacher. So, the connection there. You know, I it was nice to kind of like step back and feel like you were, like 11 again. Just with the way that he was playing and his imagination and just the way he interacted with the world around him. Although, you know, on the other hand too, it's sad that, you know, he's in that type of situation there. But, you know, I found it, I hate to say it's like I found it enjoyable because, you know, you have the whole aspect of the alcoholic father and you know, the abuse that's going on. But for the gameplay itself, I found enjoyable. The story was touching and kind of drew you in a bit and everything. There were no dogs, so...
Oh, that's true. That's,
you know, that was another disappointment right there. But because of that, I think I'll agree with the majority of the people here and give it an 8.
Okay.
I will say, too, that, you know, it did feel like there was rushed and there wasn't a lot of QA done to it. And it just would have been nice to have... You know, you can't really complain too much about it because it is a free game. Mm-hmm. It just would have been nice if they spent just a little bit more on better optimizing the game to run on computers.
I know Kylie is typing out her score and final thoughts. I was pretty impressed with this little adventure. I mean, I honestly, I don't have, other than like some of the controls being, you know, a little bit hard to get used to with the whole, like, there's no, you know, well, I mean, because I was playing the computer, there was no pointer. It would have been nice if you could, like, turn that on for computer play. But I was okay with it. It was something that I got used to. Just took a little bit of time. And then a couple of the puzzles were a little bit difficult. But all in all, like, I just found myself really lost in this, this whole experience, and I got really emotionally invested in it, honestly. And yeah, I mean, I really, like, as I said, like, I've already kind of stated what I thought. The music was great. I like the voice acting, the writing was good. The tasks you do around the house were a blast. It really put you in that headspace. And then the imagine, as Madeline mentioned, the sequences where Chris got to use his imagination and be captain, you know, and with the water heater and with the quote unquote space landing, getting out of the truck. I was really afraid he was going to knock that thing out of gear and it was going to run in the road and he would die. I kept expecting it to happen and I'm glad it didn't. But I was like, something horrible is going to happen. I just know it. No, like I really enjoyed it. I'm going to have to go with a 9.5 for myself. I don't, for a free game that wasn't an hour and a half. I mean, for me, I mean, doing everything, like, it probably took me, I would say, like 2.5 hours I spent in there. And for that, for a free game, for as, I mean, yes, there were hiccups, but as polished as it was, like, I'm just over the moon with it. So yeah, 9.5 from me. Kylie typed out her response. She's giving it a 10. She is really impressed with it. Just talking about the optimization, that she really loves everything about the game, that it's, you know, Joe Nod is her favorite game developer. That the Life is Strange series has really helped her get a few get through some things in her life. From the start, she kind of knew there was something serious going on, but that she loves the game so much. Also, that she loves the fact that the game is a huge step up in terms of graphics and quality of the game. Again, especially for a free game, like, there's a lot of detail in everything. The animation, the characters, the graphics, the body language, which I agree with as well, of the characters is real and you can tell how they're feeling. So that's why she's giving it a 10. Yeah, so I will tally up those scores, and that will be posted here, in the Discord channel here, in the podcast. This will be posted on the Discord channel and on the Facebook page, the final score with some final thoughts on it. Stanton will be posting the recording later tonight. Anyways, so next week we are... next week we're playing Papers, Please. Which is by, what is it, 3099 Studios, I think? 3909 LLC Studios, well, mostly by Lucas Pope, who is the developer. Has anyone played any of his other games? Because I know that he's done, like, a few other smaller games that are on his website. No?
I don't believe so.
Okay. If you go to his website, like, he has, like, a few other smaller ones that are similar, that similar style, but they're, like, different scenarios. And I was like, oh, that looks interesting. Play the game Papers, Please. I believe it's just on PC, I think. Or is it on PS4 and stuff as well? Does anyone know? I think it's just on PC. Yeah, so, but also, if you have time, I would like to also just kind of, since it's such a short game, Papers, Please is, there's also a short, just a very short movie. Have you watched it, Chris?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I don't think it's that long, but if you have time, watch that as well, and we can discuss that next week with the game. It's free on Steam, so you don't have to pay for it. But even if you just go to the Papers, Please game page on Steam, it has a link to it automatically. So, and then also during this entire month, we're also playing VA11 Hale, or Valhalla, to be discussed as the month-long chat early in August. So I started playing it. I'm really enjoying it. So you can find Game Chat at thegamechat.net. Is our home base. You can also find our podcast recordings on iTunes, Google Play, and on Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at The Game Chat. On both of those is our handles. So we'll wrap it up. Thank you guys for chatting. We had a full chat this week. That was exciting. Thank you for playing Captain Spirit and talking about it with us this week. So you guys have a good one, and we'll chat next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.